Streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on. Or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Yokohama Avid Ascend LX. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, suspension, just to name a few. Go to TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Thanks for listening to the Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for the Herd at FoxSportsRadio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Ah, here we go. Hour number two, live in L.A. The sunshine poked its head out today. It's the Herd, wherever you may be and however you may be listening. Thanks for making us part of your day. A lot of choices out there. Interesting stuff. Cameron Hayward, Pittsburgh Steeler All-Pro, going to be joining us bottom of the hour. They haven't had to make many good big moves because they were very good at the end of the year with a rookie quarterback. So they're very interesting right now. I think we both think the Steelers and the Lions are surging teams. We feel that.
I need to see a better offensive philosophy from the Steelers. Less running, more passing.
Yeah, left tackle I'm not sure about. They got to get better on some. They've spent a lot of money on defense. Therefore, their defense is really good.
Yeah.
So I was thinking about this. Two things. So years ago, I was reading a story about four or five-star general Schwarzkopf in America, and he was talking about a lot of times he likes to be aggressive and make a move because it creates clarity. If something doesn't work, you want to know immediately it doesn't work. Hemming and hawing and sitting around, even in military, you have to know what works and what doesn't. So failure is often part of a greater success. And I've said in sports, I like my teams to be aggressive. And one of the reasons is that if something doesn't work, let's find out. Let's not sit around and wait. And so when the Carolina Panthers traded up for the number one pick in a draft without a Trevor Lawrence or an Andrew Luck or maybe a Chase Young where you're like, oh, yeah, that's a can't-miss guy. There was a lot of us who, and I was one of them, that I said, you know, I really like what the Bears got, especially DJ Moore. But David Tepper is a really smart guy, and he owns the franchise. And what David Tepper did is a little like Schwarzkopf and the article I read years and years, over 10 years ago about this. What he said was, I want to control the situation. And so David Tepper hopes he has the right GM. And he hopes he has the right coach. But you never know. I mean, did any of you folks out there know that Tom Coughlin, when he was at Boston College, was going to beat Bill Belichick twice in the Super Bowl? I mean, never really. Any of you sitting around going, the next great coach 5 years ago is a kid named Sean McVay. He's like 27. You didn't know that. We didn't know. Most of us thought Bill Belichick after Cleveland was a grumpy guy that bombed out in Cleveland, couldn't get the offense right. Right? Like, you don't know. A lot of these college guys come to the NFL, you don't know. I remember when Pete Carroll got hired at USC, I was on a plane talking to a buddy, Brian, in Portland, and I'm like, Pete Carroll? They just had Paul Hackett, an NFL guy. How's Pete Carroll going to work out here out west? Absolute home run. Who knew? So when you control the situation like Carolina, you can do all this pre-draft stuff. C.J. Stroud, yesterday they had dinner with Bryce Young last night. They're going to watch Bryce today. Then they're going to see Anthony Richardson and Will Levis. They control the situation. Houston, number four pick, or Houston, number two pick, Indy, number four pick. They can do all this pre-draft work. On draft day, they're guessing. They don't know who's going to be available. They don't control anything. Houston's got the number two pick. They may love Bryce Young. Right now, Carolina may take Bryce Young. And half their scouting department's like, we don't love C.J. Stroud. Or maybe they don't love Bryce Young. So David Tepper also did this by creating clarity. He said, David Tepper is thinking to himself, okay, instead of my guys settling, my GM and the coach settling, I'm going to give them the power. I'm going to sign off on us moving up in the draft. But now I'll find out if my GM and my coach are competent because they're going to pick their guy. So there'll be no excuses if they take C.J. Stroud over Bryce Young and Bryce Young hits a home run and C.J. Stroud is average. Then David Tepper can say, hey, I moved up. I'm giving you your pick. And it will create clarity. Does my GM really know how to draft a quarterback? Because it'd be very easy if you stay down where you're at and you get the third or the fourth quarterback and the GM and the coach can say, well, you know, what were we dealing with here? We wouldn't have drafted that guy. Now you control it. Frank Reich, the GM, it's their guy, their choice. They totally control it. So Tepper is creating real clarity. Find out how good your GM. How good is he? It's his pick. No excuses, no settling, not taking anybody's leftovers. It's all about you. So I like the move by Carolina. I don't love giving up DJ Moore, but sometimes you got to give stuff to get stuff. So there's an interesting bite by Mick Cronin is the UCLA basketball coach. And we're not sure we can get it cleared by the NCAA, the sound bite. But he had one of my favorite bites I've heard a college coach make in a long time. So the name, image, likeness, all I heard from fans and old timers and coaches, wah, 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 it's terrible. And all I hear about the transfer portal, wah, 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 it's terrible. And Mick Cronin at UCLA came out. He was asked about it. And he said, thank you for asking the question. And Cronin, whose Bruins tonight face Gonzaga, has done a really good job at UCLA. He was not viewed as the first choice. He was a Midwest guy, more about defense. UCLA has had some of the great college players. It's LA. It's pretty. And he's been a great, great fit for the Bruins. Tough, hard-nosed, smart. Bruins play real defense. He's been great. So he was asked about the NIL. And his answer was, it's just different. And he goes, the last words of a dying CEO is, well, it's not the way we've done things before. And last night I had one of those corporate dinners I have to go to about once every month. You know, you guys sit with the big corporate people in my little world, right? And we talked about that all night, about audio and podcasting and digital and how the world is changing. And the companies that don't change get gobbled up. And it is so amazing to watch people fear new stuff. I like the NIL and I like the transfer portal. Now, I believe there should be regulations. I think we should all be able to drive a car once we're 18. I think there should be speed limits. I think you should be able to smoke if you want, not on planes and not next to me in a cubicle. So I am for some level of regulations, even on Wall Street. You need some regulations. Democrats tend to want more than Republicans. That's fine. But I don't want housing bubbles. I don't want Wall Street bubbles. If you don't have any regulations, those often happen very quickly. So you could look at a pattern of your life. I think about this all the time. I think about when I'm on my, and this is probably fatalistic or awful or macabre and dark, but I think about when I'm on my deathbed. When I'm on my deathbed and my kids are there and they're holding my hand and I'm an old guy, right? I'm, you know, however old I am. is, in my life, do I want my legacy to be, you know, he took some big chances. He was open-minded. He was smart. He was progressive. I mean, he made some mistakes. But, you know, man, he went for it. I think that's me. Made some mistakes, taken big swings, moved around the country, tried to do the right thing. Sometimes I don't. I've never been afraid of new stuff. I'm totally comfortable with that. I would not be comfortable laying on my deathbed saying he was always afraid of the next thing. Speed limit, it can't go to 70. Oh, NIL, terrified. The world is changing. Either change with it or die. Because I'm changing. My friends are changing. The smart CEOs are changing. You go ahead and be rigid and bury your feet in the sand. Go for it. But you're growing. There is no plateauing because others are growing. You're growing or you're dying. I'm just going to stay where I'm at. No, you're not. Because if somebody's growing, staying where you're at is sinking. And I love Mick Cronin's opinion. The dying words of every CEO are, well, that's the way we've always done it over there. This is all the NIL is, all the transfer portal is. It's just different. Embrace it. Add some regulations, obviously. We don't want cars driving 120 miles an hour on the 405, obviously. We don't want people smoking on planes, obviously. But I love it. A college coach who comes to terms with, it's different. It's okay. Some coaches are going to really lean into the transfer portal. Others may not. Others may like the stability of getting three-star guys, Villanova, Gonzaga, building up. But don't get in the way of other people. Doesn't mean Mick Cronin has to go all in on the transfer portal. Doesn't mean that. But why can't somebody else? I mean, let's be honest. Some of these schools have rigorous academic standards in football and basketball collegiately. Some of them have less rigorous. Some can take junior college guys. Some can't. Some are glamorous, beautiful campuses that can attract high school kids. Kansas State football under Bill Snyder lived with junior college players. What's wrong with that? A lot of big schools don't want. Stanford's not going to take a junior college guy, and Michigan may not take a junior college guy. Kansas State and Bill Snyder won 90% of their games. He was like, we live on those guys. Nothing wrong with that. What's good for you isn't good for everybody. Mick Cronin, love it. All right, Cameron Hayward's around the corner. March Madness, tonight, tomorrow night. Great game. Zags Bruins tonight.
Want more Herd? The Herd streams 24 hours a day, 7 days a week within the iHeartRadio app. Search Herd to listen live or on demand whenever you'd like.
Hi, it's the Herd. The NBA playoffs are heating up, and so is the action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. It's easy, 90 seconds. Use the code HERD, H-E-R-D. That's code HERD for new customers to get 150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Only on DraftKings, the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX this Friday and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Intelligence, innovation, extraordinary runs in the family. The 2023 Mercedes-Benz range of SUVs. There's eight new ones. Check it out, mbusa.com. A J-Mac with the news.
No. Turn on the news.
This is the Herdline News.
Let's go with the Jets here, Cowherd, and address this Odell Beckham stuff you talked about earlier in the show. Apparently, there is, quote, very real interest in the Jets signing Odell Beckham. Apparently, he has a relationship with Aaron Rodgers. I guess they're friends. Who knew? They've talked about playing together in New York. My read on this, the Jets are trying to get Corey Davis. They've had him for a couple years to restructure his deal. And if he's saying, you know what, now you guys got to pay me or cut me. And now you see Odell Beckham could be coming to New York. Hey, Corey, last chance to restructure, or we're going to dump you for Odell Beckham. I personally hope they keep Corey Davis there. He isn't going to be one to ruffle feathers. Well, he's not saying a lot of stuff.
He's a big receiver.
Big receiver. Well, they got one with big Alan Lazard. He's bigger. I got Garrett Wilson. Now, Mecole Hardman.
Yeah, I don't think their receiving core is the problem. I look at that and I think Mecole Hardman was productive. He was hurt a lot in Kansas City
last year. I feel like,
I don't know. When I look at that,
Denzel Mims, just forget about that guy. That was a bad pick.
I don't think they need, I think their wide receiving core. Yeah, I mean, Lazard's a big receiver. Garrett Wilson's an ascending, emerging receiver. Mecole Hardman's hurt a lot. If Corey Davis comes back, you can draft another receiver. That's not an area of need. Now, tight end is more an area of need, but it's a draft with a lot of tight ends. They need left tackle, a tight end, and Aaron Rodgers, and they can. That's a good football
team. Speaking
of
left tackle, I had Daniel Jeremiah on my podcast. He sent me a text, a photo of Mekhi Becton. Slim down. Becton looks like he's lost 50 pounds. I don't know if the photo's online. I'm not going to post it. But he is way down in weight. He's really focused because it's a contract year.
Don't they have Dwayne Brown for one more year?
They do, but I mean, he's like 37, 38.
Well, I mean, it's Andrew Whitworth. You can play him for one more year.
We'll see. Listen, Becton is in a contract year, so he's incentivized heavily to show up in shape.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, I mean, he's barely played in like 2 years. But you're right. This Odell Beckham stuff, do you need him? I know he wants to be in New York or L.A., you know?
Like, it's like Jets.
He's not going to the Houston Texans. That's just not happening.
That's not who you want. So Corey Davis been in the league a while, right? So
Garrett Wilson, we love.
And who's the other one?
Alan Lazard, they just picked up.
So Alan Lazard and Corey Davis. You got some veteran guys. Not veterans, guys that have been around the league. You got an ascending young player. You don't need drama there. Like, what the Jets don't need to screw this up is drama. Aaron's going to provide
more than enough.
Yeah, and I'm not, this is not anti-Aaron. What I'm saying is the last 3 years, Aaron's going to provide some drama. The rest of the team's not really, I mean, to be honest with you, Saleh at a podium is going to give you some good sound bites. I mean, he's very animated, good-looking guy. Yeah, he's going to give you some good quotes, and Aaron Rodgers is going to give you good quotes. We don't need a third guy. Like, go get a young kid in the fourth round, fifth round. This receiving core is now not a problem. Clean up. Now, the O-line, for the record, has got some interesting pieces. Three of their starters got hurt last year. So it's not as bad as you think it is. A lot of it was injuries. So if, let's say, Becton came back and could be a nine-game start, he and Brown go back and forth, and they're competent. The O-line should be okay.
This is going to sound crazy. They have Breece Hall, obviously, coming off the injury. Yes. He was tremendous last year. Do they consider Bijan Robinson at 13, the Texas running back? Because there's not any depth behind Breece Hall. I don't know what his status is coming off the injury.
At 13, they can get one of the best tackles.
I would agree.
That's where I
would
go. I
know Jets fans are like, let's surround him with offensive talent. They've been one of the worst offenses in the league over the last decade.
Yeah, I would go get an offensive lineman. Because even if the running back's a home run by year four, you're considering not extending him. If he's a good offensive tackle, you're going to keep him for three contracts.
Yeah.
Long-term, Jets do a lot of flashy stuff. Go get an offensive lineman. Build around him for 10 years.
I totally agree. Lamar Jackson, next up, may be ready to move on from the Ravens. And we're seeing now odds that say opposite of that. According to Foxbet, Baltimore still has the best odds to have Lamar in 2023 at plus 120. Colts are second, followed by the Commanders, Falcons, Patriots, and Titans. I don't know how much you can get down on this. I would, you know, wait to see if you can get some inside info one way or the other. And you make anything of these odds, staying in Baltimore, I'm surprised that's the favorite, given that I don't think he wants to play there on the $32 million. And if he gets no other offers,
well, here's
he's
what
got
I know.
To.
Lamar Jackson would make the Ravens, the Colts, the Commanders, the Falcons, and the Patriots all absolutely better.
At least two or three wins.
And
better.
The Titans. No, he'd make the Titans better. The Patriots, Mac Jones, the way they run things. I mean, here's all I know. There's an argument to be made. He makes all of these teams significantly better. And in the case of the Falcons and the Colts, he changes the franchise. I know. I think a lot of it is the mystery and the unorthodox nature of him. You know, I think also this happens. Now think about this. So Brady goes to Tampa and wins a Super Bowl. So the Rams look at that and go, "We're going to go get Stafford." And then the Broncos go look at that and go, "Okay, Super Bowl. We're going to go get Russell and pay a fortune." And it doesn't work. So what happens? The NFL's a copycat league. So now everybody's like, whoa, look what happened to Denver. Whereas I would look at it and go, yeah, but look what happened to Tampa and the Rams. They got Super Bowls. But this league has a history of doing this. Is back-to-back quarterbacks, old guys, go to a team Super Bowl. Denver does it, it fails. And is that also... is the Kyler Murray situation and the Aaron situation where you see wildly talented guys that create drama. Arizona's now a tire fire. And Green Bay is at wit's end with Aaron. So a lot of times, this happens all the time. You see this in finances all the time. All of a sudden, somebody buys this company and then that tech company and then this tech company and then somebody buys it. It's a disaster and the market cools. So my question is, has the Kyler drama and the Aaron drama and the Russell Wilson mess, has that affected the market? Because Atlanta is literally a different franchise in valuation as a franchise by $200 million, $500 million the minute Lamar goes there.
So I would only push back a little on like the Lamar drama. Like Aaron Rodgers is creating a lot of this on his own with their actions and words. Kyler Murray deleting all the social media stuff, pounding the table, give me this contract, and then having them remove the clause. That's a lot of Kyler and Aaron created. Lamar is like a different kind of drama. He's just not saying anything. We don't know. Like, is that technically drama?
I do think hiring your mom as an agent and then moving off her and using a friend who's not an agent as an agent that's not registered by the NFLPA, he's coming across as strange.
Strange or just...
unorthodox.
Dumb. Let's be real. It's stupid.
Well, it's not smart business, but I think it's unorthodox. I'm willing to have an unorthodox slot receiver, an unorthodox right
Odell
tackle.
Odell Beckham, take it.
Yeah, I mean, I don't need all my players to be wildly functional. I can have a little personality. But personality at quarterback and drama at quarterback, because everything's tied to it, is scary. And I think a lot of people, everybody knows Lamar's good. I was looking at a stat board the other day on accuracy of quarterbacks, and he was 8 in the league. This idea he can't pass is nonsense. But now you've got an injury, a mystery, a non-agent, an agent, and it makes you kind of go, this is unorthodox. Unorthodox isn't a winning word for a franchise quarterbacks. Joe Burrow, you get a lot of dependability. I know what I get with Mahomes every Sunday, and Burrow, and Herbert, and Allen. I know what I get. People like that. Drew Brees, Tom Brady, you knew what you got every Sunday. I think there's just a lot of questions. I said about a month ago, Lamar should be like the Riddler. He should have question marks all over his jersey. I don't know about his personality. I don't know about his health. Will he be available? Who's his agent? What's he want? I just don't know. I don't know anything.
You know what I know? When he's healthy and playing,
he's great.
They're in first place or second.
Yes.
And he's putting up massive numbers.
That's
what I do know. I just feel like he's almost being undervalued in the market.
I just view it as
this is insane. Something else is going on. Something else is happening that I don't think we know or the media is talking about yet with the Lamar Jackson story, right? Just doesn't add up. If all these teams can get better tomorrow adding him, why are they not doing it?
And in a quarterback college draft where there's no superstar.
Yeah. And in there's your NFC teams where there's no good quarterbacks in the NFC. Like, I don't know, something's wrong. Anyways, final story. Sweet 16 kicks off tonight. We got the big matchup with UCLA-Gonzaga, the night game, a rematch of that Final Four Classic.
Oh.
NCAA is lame. They won't let us show the Jalen Suggs half-court bank job, which was incredible.
So lame.
It's weak, man.
NCAA, lame.
Let the people enjoy the highlight. It's one of the great moments, seriously, in Final Four history. Drew Timmy was in that game. He had a good game. Didn't play as well in the final game against Baylor. But you're leaning which way on this one?
Well, I thought UCLA could win the tournament, and then right before the tournament, they lost their best defensive player, and now they've lost this guy, potentially. So if you told me they had a full roster, I would take UCLA to beat Gonzaga. But now you're telling me that one of UCLA's top players isn't playing, so I'd probably lean Gonzaga.
Their big guy, which would be a mark of Timmy. And they also lost Singleton, another guard who's replacing Jalen Clark, who's out with the injury, who was the Pac-12 defensive player of the year. Not just like a good UCLA player.
Like I just
the best defensive player in the Pac-12.
I just like that Mick Cronin wasn't it's very funny. So Mick Cronin's been a home run for the Bruins, wasn't the first pick.
No,
Pete Carroll was a total home run for the Trojans, wasn't the first pick. For everybody out there, if you feel you're being overlooked, there's a lot of people that were not the first choice. That have been, like in Los Angeles, look at Los Angeles. I mean, didn't Frank Vogel win a title?
He did.
Was he the first choice?
Probably not.
I think when somebody comes into an operation and they're not perceived as a first choice, makes you work a little harder, a little jet fuel.
Yeah.
Want to prove everybody
Cronin
wrong?
Cronin is a little coarse and can be abrasive.
I think he's what? UCLA is in Bel Air. It's all she and bougie. I mean, it's right next to Beverly Hills. You know what they need? A tough guy as a coach.
Well, you say that, but I know some people around the program, and let's just say the five-star recruits don't love it when they come in and Mick Cronin's grinding them to dust, playing defense, yelling at them.
How's that five-star thing working
listen,
at Kentucky?
I like the style. I think there's a middle ground you can find, but Cronin has missed out on a couple superstars, and I'll tell you this, the LeBron James kid is not going to be going there playing for Mick Cronin if he... treats the elite recruits the way that he
sure
has been.
Is Bronny, and I think I'm sure he'll be a fine player, but you bring in Bronny, that's a lot of publicity and a lot of expectations. That may not be a good fit for anybody. That could be a good fit for Duke or Kentucky. It may not be a good fit for UCLA.
USC.
USC in a market where they're the second basketball program, Bronny would be great for them.
Huge.
But UCLA already gets good players, and has a great history. Bronny might not be perfect for them.
Just to be clear, I like Mick Cronin. I love UCLA,
Sounds
the school.
Very critical.
I go play pickup basketball over there.
That's beautiful.
Awesome campus.
UCLA is a little soft. The baby blues. I like a tough guy.
Baby blue. That was one of my number one colors when I was a young guy going out, you know, on the scene.
Baby blue?
Baby blue. Oh, I look so good in baby blue.
You're something else.
I hear the groans from the producers. You gotta love that.
Are you done? Yeah, you're done.
Yeah, we're done. We're done.
J-Mac with the news.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
The Herd Lie News.
I like it. Cameron Hayward, the star defensive tackle for the Steelers, is going to get some Hall of Fame votes. 12 years in the NFL. 6 Pro Bowls going to be joining us. Yeah, I don't know what to make of Lamar. I tend to be a fan of aggressive, and I just know if the Atlanta Falcons sign him today or Washington signed him today in the NFC, he's a top 2-3 quarterback in the NFC and completely changes your odds. Go to Vegas. What would happen to Atlanta if Lamar Jackson's on the team? The odds would dramatically change. The over-under on Atlanta this year is, 4.5? It would be 9 with Lamar Jackson. He would double your wins, wouldn't he, in that division? So, yeah. And again, there's no star in this draft, and there are 2 in next draft. But you don't know if you're going to have an opportunity to get them. I mean, anybody next year, let me ask you this. Who's going to be bad this year potentially? So I think Atlanta could be really bad. Tampa, nothing against Baker, could be really bad. I mean, those are bad teams. Houston ain't going to be great, but they could be. Let's say they're in the 5-win category. So bad is 5 wins. 5 wins or less. Who's going to be a 5-win or less team next year? Colts, potentially. Atlanta, potentially. Tampa, potentially.
That might be it.
So if the Colts draft a quarterback this year, they're not taking one. Houston's taking a quarterback. They're not taking one. So Atlanta could be saying to themselves, listen, if Bryce Young goes to Houston, they're out of the quarterback derby. right? And then they look at the Colts will take one. They'll be out of the quarterback derby. And Carolina's taken one. They'll be out. So Atlanta could just be saying to themselves, start looking around the NFL. Atlanta could say, if Desmond Ridder, you start moving off pieces at the trading deadline. Because remember, now, Chicago, if Justin Fields doesn't work, maybe in the quarterback derby. But my guess is they're going to win enough, 7-8 games, they're not going to be up top. So if Atlanta's not going to Lamar because they're looking and saying holistically, we're going to be in this quarterback derby next year, and there's two stars. And a lot of the teams that could potentially be bad, just ask yourself, who is a 5-win team or less next year? Atlanta's obviously in the running. And they're looking around going, well, Carolina could be, but they're drafting a quarterback. And Houston could be, but they're drafting a quarterback. If the Jets get Aaron Rodgers, if they don't, they would be in it, but they're going to likely get Aaron Rodgers. So I think Washington's in that 5 or 6-win category. So but the NFC's so weak. So Atlanta, you know, you start looking around. So my guess is Atlanta, it makes too much sense to get him. Yeah. My guess is their feeling is, we're going to see if Desmond Ridder can play. If he can't, we're going to go get Caleb Williams or Drake May.
All right, Washington Commanders, you just touched on them. 8-8 last year, they started Carson Wentz, Taylor Heineke, and then Sam Howell at the end of the season, and won 8 games. The defensive pieces are in place. Their defensive line is great. The skill position players are potentially very good. I think the question is the ownership status. Does the owner have enough money to put, apparently you got to put enough money in the account to pay him the fully guaranteed contract. There's some speculation the Washington owner cannot do that. But Washington, who wins that division next year if Washington gets Lamar Jackson? Is it a Washington-Philadelphia toss-up? I mean, I know you like Jalen Hurts. Lamar's been better for longer than Jalen Hurts has.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
Two NBA insiders podcasting twice a week to plug you right into the NBA grapevine.
All happening in only one place. This League Uncut, the new NBA podcast with me, Chris Haynes.
And me, Mark Stein.
Join us as we team up to expound on everything we're covering, hearing, and chasing.
Listen to This League Uncut with Chris Haynes and Mark Stein
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Hi, it's The Herd. The NBA playoffs are heating up, and so is the action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Teams are knocking on the door of the conference finals, and DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered every step of the way with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more. Don't miss out. As the NBA postseason winds down, it's fantastic. Super easy to get started with DraftKings. If you're a first-timer, really easy. Try betting on something like a team to win. Go to DraftKings Sportsbook's app, select your team, and place your first bet. It's that simple, really. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. It's easy, 90 seconds. Use the code HERD, H-E-R-D. That's code HERD for new customers to get 150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Only on DraftKings, the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike, and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX this Friday and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Sunday on Fox. Nope. Not this Sunday. Not this Sunday.
Cameron Hayward's going to get into this Hall of Fame thing in Canton, Ohio. 12 years, six-time Pro Bowler already, defensive tackle for the Steelers, 7 playoff appearances. He doesn't know it yet, but we're all starting to think about that Canton, Ohio for Cameron Hayward, part of the great Steeler history defensively. So we're talking about Lamar Jackson. I want a player's perspective. So my thing is, the kid wins 75% of his games. What I think's hurting him, Cameron, his mom was an agent, and then now he's got a non-registered agent, and it's unorthodox. And unorthodox, fine if you're a corner or a tight end.
Right.
If you're a quarterback, I want orthodox. I want predictable. But what is your takeaway as a player about people not having a bidding war for this guy that's electric?
I think it's kind of crazy. You know, you look at the situation and, you know, you watch a Laremy Tunsil, and he's a tackle, I get it. But you look at Lamar Jackson, he's won games. He's come through in the clutch. He is the heart and soul of that team. He's the MVP for a reason. And to think that, you know, more teams aren't bidding for his services, it's kind of surprising.
When you look at Lamar and his running ability, and he has been banged up, Josh Allen runs, but he's so damn big, like Big Ben, that Big Ben got whacked for years. Cam did for years. I think a little bit what hurts him is that, and I think Big Ben probably lost 4 years of his career and Cam 6, and they were giant athletes, bigger than defensive players. Do you see how a GM could say, we like him, but he's missed 40% of their last 22 games? Like, how do you view that?
It's hard for me to say that. You know, I think when you look at it, Lamar's been very slippery, and you know, he doesn't take a lot of the big hits you would take as a quarterback. But you know, those guys, I felt like they always got their due. They always got paid. You know, I think the hits do take a toll on a lot of players. But you look at Lamar's career, it's been a lot of freak hits, freak accidents. But you know, you can't go against a good talent. You can't tell me that there's 32 other teams that have MVP quarterbacks playing. So there's got to be a team out there that is interested, that just isn't going to wait till the draft. If they wait till the draft and they miss out on a quarterback, I see that team really stepping up for Lamar.
So the last 9 starts for Kenny Pickett, he went 7-2. And one of the things I liked about him, he played in the same stadium, started for a lot of years. My criticism was, I don't see a lot of like juice, but he's clearly competent with that defense to win games. Take me to the stuff I don't see, Cameron. Take me to practice. Take me to the road trip. What leads you to believe, because I can watch the games, what leads you to believe he's the guy going forward?
Well, you know, I think it's a culmination of things. When you look at the way he prepares and he gets after it in the film room and on the field, you know, it's really just night and day where he was during training camp. And you just see a hunger with him. It's not like he's just resting on his laurels and accepting anything. He understands he can even be better. And, you know, the worker's mentality really sets him apart. Because you can be an all-time great talent, but if you don't back it up with your preparation, you know, you're really going to set yourself back. You really saw it in those last couple weeks when we really needed those wins. He came through. You look at that Vegas game. We needed a drive for him to go, you know, 80 yards.
Yep.
You look at the Baltimore game.
Yep.
He had to go another 80 yards. And then even in the, you know, the season finale of our season, he plays the Browns. And, you know, he's making passes to my little brother, but he's having fun doing it. And he's really growing in that approach.
Son of the former NFL player Craig Hayward. We're talking to Cameron Hayward, Ohio State Buckeye, great player there, 12 years in the league, 6 Pro Bowlers, like a lot of Buckeyes. He is great college player who's delivered in the pros. So Mike Tomlin is one of the only people, I've been doing this a long time, Mike Tomlin's on a short list of 2 or 3 people that I've never had on my show that I would love to have on my show. I'm fascinated by him. there's a guy's guy quality to him. I know he swears all the time at practice. I know. I can just see it from Cameron. I can see it from a mile away. If all the coaches you've ever had, yeah, Jim Tressel. I just love Tomlin. What makes Tomlin? Go to your high school, your college, your coordinators. What makes Tomlin different?
Well, Colin, I'll say this. You know, you're not the only one who hasn't had him on the show. You know, I haven't had him either on my podcast, so we're all in a bidding war for his services. But when you talk about Mike T, I just think he is a guy that challenges his players, is honest, keeps everybody accountable. You know, there are days you go in after a game and you're like, oh, if I'm on the board, you know, everybody's going to know it. And that's from the top to the bottom. Everybody knows there's a level of accountability. The standard is the standard, and he sets the standard. And he holds everybody up to that. You know, whether it's past players or players we have, we understand the history because of this man.
You're the only player in the NFL with 20-plus sacks and 150 tackles over the last couple of years. The Steelers, one of my criticisms have been they spend a lot of money on defense. They got to get the O-line right, and they got to figure it out. It is an offensive pivoting league. That's why Kenny Pickett mm-hmm. needs to succeed. You can't win anymore running it 64% of the time. You just can't. It's the NFL's changed all the damn rules. Now you're looking at me like, you think you guys think you should run it more?
I think you got to play a different brand of football. Matchups make, you know, the fight. I know we are different than a lot of other teams that throw the ball a million times down the field. But what do we do differently? We run the ball and we have a lot of success doing it. What does that do to the equation? Let your defense rest. The best defense is on the sideline. So if we can have an offense that sustains drives, that, you know, gets a high-flying offense out of the rhythm, I think that's a better way that translates better in the playoffs, because you have to be able to run the ball. If you can't run the ball consistently all the time, you're going to be in for a long day.
You have played T.J. Watt, Minkah Fitzpatrick, Big Ben. I think, yeah, I mean, you just the names that you've played with. If I said to you, and we weren't doing this on TV, it was private. I said, just be honest, the single most talented professional football player you've ever played with is...
You know, the easy pick is Ben, because he's so competitive with everything he does. But I have to say, when I saw this man work, Antonio Brown, I was amazed at how he worked. Because he would work night and day, every time. Like, there were so many times they had to pull the reins back on him, because he was just, he had an addiction for trying to get better. And we were never surprised by what he put out on the field, that what you saw in the practice, it was 10 times crazier. And so, you know, it was just like, you couldn't believe the stuff he was doing. Like, you know, he would make it look so effortlessly. I'll take one drill in particular. It's a punt return. And, you know, most guys catch the ball and then they're throwing it back to the punt, the kicker. But what AB would always do, he would finish every single rep in the end zone. He would sprint constantly, you know, and, you know, being on the scout teams or being the guys who have to, you know, field the punts and make sure that they're covered, you get kind of annoyed. But AB did it every single time, and it set the precedent. Everybody knew when you go against AB, you better go 100%, because, you know, he's going to show out every single time, and you might be better because of it.
Cameron Hayward, does making the Hall of Fame matter to you? Would it matter?
I think it matters when I get done with this. You know, I think it's a culmination of the work you put in. It puts a stamp of what you're doing. For me, I got more years left in this, and I'm trying to maximize these, so it's not a question. That doesn't mean I'm looking too far in the future. I'm enjoying the process in the present, where I can have a chance to win a Super Bowl, because you win a Super Bowl, that only elevates your career.
Yeah. How long of an off season? Do you give yourself 3 weeks off? How long before you get back to the iron, the weight room, wherever you do, whatever you do?
Oh, man. You know, I think we took 2 weeks off. I sprinkle in vacation, so, you know, I'll take some time off in between. But I like, you know, getting right back to it, understanding mistakes, understand where I can improve at. Because, you know, there's only one team that wins the Super Bowl. And I want to be that team, but I understand there's a lot of work that goes into it. And I got to push myself, you know, year in and year out.
Great seeing you. Cameron Hayward, 12 years, 6 Pro Bowls. A lot of all pros, first class, classic Steeler and Buckeye. Great seeing you. Great meeting you. And thanks again, man.
Yeah, thank you for having me. It's been a pleasure.
Cameron Hayward, Steelers defensive tackle. See that? You're out there flitting around with all these vacations. Cameron Hayward takes like 4 days off, no ice cream, back on the grind. You could learn a little from him.
All these vacations. My wife would like to push back against that.
Is she a big vacation lady?
I think most women like vacations, do they?
Well, I
not?
Think most people do.
Most humans, yeah. During football season, you and I know, every Sunday I'm like chained to the sofa.
I'm the same thing.
I'm not complaining, but I'm not really available to do much around the house. That's life, right?
I mean, you and I are sitting there on Sunday watching football.
It's tough.
It's hard.
Someone's got to do it.
I know. It's a grind. It's almost unfair.
It really wears you out, like just sitting around eating food and watching football and taking notes.
We're just a bunch of jerks is what we are right now. All right, Cameron Hayward. Chris Broussard, haven't had him on in a while. He's going to be joining us in the last hour. I'm excited for that. To gain visibility and control over your financials, commerce, HR, inventory, and more, go to netsuite.com/herd right now. Financing offer of no payments or interest, 6 months from NetSuite. How about Austin Reed? You were going to go to that game last night, and you bailed on it because there was no KD and no LeBron.
I also had to chauffeur my kids around to sports practices because that's what you do as a father.
Yeah. Yeah, I was in that little tunnel for a while.
You loved that, didn't you?
Not really.
No.
Yeah. I told my daughter one time after a bad game, I said, if you're not committed, I'm not. Get better. Shoot the ball better. She didn't like
Shoot
that
the rock.
She was a passer. All right. Hour number two is done on a Thursday. Again, big tournament stuff tonight. Can't wait. Hour three next, The Herd.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlanSport.com.